Chapter 15 Read, Read, and Read Some More. The secret to Warren Buffett's success became apparent when he was asked about it. Buffett pointed to a stack of books, and he simply said, "Every day, I read 500 pages like this. Knowledge works like that. In a similar way to compound interest, it accumulates. All of you can do it, but I guarantee not many of you will." Many successful people attribute their success to reading in some capacity. Before becoming Tesla's CEO, Elon Musk read for 10 hours daily. Bill Gates, the former CEO of Microsoft, reads a new book weekly. Berkshire Hathaway magnate Warren Buffett reads 5 to 6 newspapers daily. Additionally, he reviews 500 pages of financial documents and recommends prospective investors do the same. The veteran talk show host advises her viewers on reading habits through Oprah's book club. "Reading is Winfrey's pathway to freedom," she said. To learn about the industries he will enter, Mark Cuban, owner of the Dallas Mavericks, reads up to 3 hours a day. "I could continue listing great people who spend hours every day reading and credit this for their success and the knowledge that has enabled them to succeed, but I think you get the picture. Suppose you have no experience in something yet you're trying to be successful in it. In that case, you are going to make a lot of mistakes and lose a lot of money. Reading everything you can find before and during your journey will reveal the majority of the issues you're going to face, meaning you won't make the same mistakes as everyone else, and instead of fixing mistakes like your competition, you will flourish and make it look easy." Some entrepreneurs can move through life as though they have the superpower of seeing the future and never making mistakes, whilst everything they touch turns to gold. Nobody has any superpowers, nobody can see the future, nor are they able to see all the pitfalls and mistakes they might make when moving forward. They can push forward and succeed easily because they never stop learning. Learning is the key to success in any industry. That's why someone from a specific industry usually starts and grows a huge business in that industry, but it's not exclusive to them. You can focus on the industry you want to enter, as Mark Cuban does, and learn everything about that industry before jumping in feet first. Bill Gates famously reads 50 books a year, or about one book per week, and those books are usually connected to whatever he is doing. Bill will prepare for a meeting by reading everything on the subject prior to attending, meaning he is usually the most knowledgeable person in the room. This can be transitioned into any subject and used for anything, no matter the subject. If you're meeting a load of musicians to discuss scales, or if you're meeting a team of heart surgeons to discuss the valves in your heart, books can make you much more knowledgeable on the topic. When you see a doctor, they don't always inform you of everything they know because their job is not to make you better by any means, but to sell drugs for the pharmaceutical companies and make money. It's a cold world we live in, and if you're not willing to read up and study everything in your life, you will be left behind. People will always pull the wool over your eyes to steer the agenda in their favor. A successful entrepreneur moves in so many directions so quickly and has so many balls in the air that they always need to be the most informed person in the room. You may look at this and think, "I don't learn by reading, I prefer to watch videos." You can learn from videos, but you must remember whoever created those videos likely has an agenda they want to push. In most cases, their videos are on sites like YouTube, which doesn't ensure the information they share is factual. In contrast, the Harvard Business Review and other similar books from experts are much more factual and designed to help you the same way they do professionals in that industry. I like to read multiple books one after the other when I'm gorging on a subject, and I always notice common themes that are mentioned in different ways that mean the same thing. Those commonalities become the key points of information I commit to memory because I know all experts are sharing the same information, meaning it must be accurate. A great example of this is a book by Robert Cialdini called Influence: The Psychology of Persuasion. I read this book and probably 20 other books on persuasion and noticed that almost all of them repeat most of what Robert says, word for word, throughout their books. Rather than using everything I find when creating sales presentations or doing copywriting, I focus mainly on the areas mentioned repeatedly. I assume these points are mentioned repeatedly because they work the best and are therefore used by most persuaders. I doubt you will start by reading one book a week, but gradually over time, reading will become a habit and you will find you can start reading one book every other week, then eventually, one book a week. Some apps, like Blinkist and Headway, provide summaries of the key points in books. You can read the book first and then solidify your learning in about 20 minutes with a summary. I recommend using these apps when driving and listening to the audio version. You will also find apps like Audible and Apple Books are invaluable to your learning mission. Use these in conjunction with reading and then book summaries to maximize your learning potential and drive home the key facts to make them stick. There isn't much more to be said about reading, other than you need to make it a habit and do it regularly. Removing the TV from your bedroom is a great way to force yourself into reading each night before you sleep and have audiobooks ready to go on your phone for driving or exercising. It's not about finding time to read regularly. It's about removing the things you do now that are not aiding your mission, like music in the car, TV, and reading fiction books that offer nothing but a story. You can also replace music when exercising and focus on only reading material that will assist you as an entrepreneur moving forward in your life and career. You might read this and think, as many do, "I did my learning at school." This is the sheep mentality and, unfortunately, the mentality of at least 99% of the population. They start school knowing nothing, work hard for several years, pass a few useless qualifications and maybe one or two they can use in their careers, and then they stop learning. No. Don't do this. The second you switch off learning, you remain where you were when you left school. In other words, you are a 17-year-old running around in a much older body, and although you have your own life experiences, you know nothing about the lives and success of those you aspire to be like. I had quit school by the age of 14 and had never attended much prior to that. I never passed a single exam, so when the opportunity for me to learn became available, I jumped all over it. The reason so many school and college dropouts are super successful is that they never finished learning. Unlike the A-star students who went through school working hard 7 days a week waiting for the day they became free, the majority of dropouts had fun in school, smoked pot, chased girls or boys, and learned instead about people and relationships, which in itself is just as important as an education. Because these people never finished studying, they continued after they dropped out and instead studied what they were passionate about or what they could use to further them in their mission. The school system has some amazing benefits, but I feel it focuses everything on passing all your exams and then becoming free from learning. Children miss out on their childhood and learn to be hermits rather than learning about people at a time in their lives when they have the most opportunity to do so. Building relationships and understanding how to talk to people can be just as important as being the smartest person in the room. Still, those who stop learning when they leave school will nearly always struggle to be successful in the world of entrepreneurism. They will make a lot of the mistakes that could have been avoided had they continued to learn and improve their minds. Learning is a lifelong challenge, and you should always be striving to become smarter and more educated in the areas that can improve your health, wealth, and relationships. These three areas are the pillars of a happy, prosperous life. Aim to become wealthy, but not at the expense of your health. Instead, find a work-life balance that also leaves time for a happy relationship with the people you love. There are many unhappy and lonely millionaires and many healthy paupers. You will also find many unhappy people who have a loving family life, but the person who can master all three and keep them balanced has truly made it. You aim to be healthy, happy in the home, and financially free. I'm telling you this because solely focusing all your learning efforts around what you do for a living and pushing forward on your mission will eventually leave you with an empty life. A few years back, I went in for surgery at a private hospital in Manchester, UK. It was a simple hernia operation that, unfortunately, the surgeon made a complete mess of. I ended up stuck in a chair and unable to walk properly for almost 2 years. At the time, I was making tens of thousands of pounds a month in income without needing to work, so I was financially free, but this affected my health terribly and I was unable to play with my son or enjoy walks with my family. It made me very moody at home and negatively affected my home life, making everyone in my house unhappy. I waited on the NHS for this surgery to be corrected as I had lost all faith in the private medical sector, and once they fixed my surgeon's cock-up, I started to get better and return to a healthy normal life. I'm telling you this because I had money and a happy family life, but this surgery took away my health and affected everything. Several years before this, Lorna and I had a falling out and she asked me to leave the family home for a short time while we sorted things out. I moved into a small apartment in Stockport where I focused on my business. The business prospered at first, but I was lonely and ended up drinking a lot to curb the boredom. This affected my health and my business, which made paying for two homes hard work. As you can see, having a home, work, and healthy life balance is essential. Not just for a successful business, but a successful and happy you. And although it's in an entrepreneur's nature to work 15 hours a day, 7 days a week, I recommend you make time for staying healthy and for relationships with the people in your life who have your best interests at heart. The more successful you become, the more hangers-on you will acquire, and although they feel like your friends, they are usually only in your life for what you can do for them. You should aim to build relationships with people who have your best interests at heart. Build professional relationships with entrepreneurs one step above where you are. Remain in good health so you can live a normal, happy life. Become financially free from those who may try to control your actions. Focus your reading and studying in these areas, not just your business. You will gradually build a successful business, a healthy mind and body, and have a family who looks up to you and appreciates what you do. Now go forth and change your bad habits. Like soaking up hours of crap on Netflix every day, listening to the radio in the car or music at the gym, instead absorb something that's going to improve your life by making you more healthy, more wealthy, and happier at home.